For the third straight year, most states are running substantial budget deficits. Tax revenues are not keeping up with state spending on education, health care, and other services. As part of a series on state fiscal problems, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports that legislators are targeting cigarettes for tax increases.
Politicians are almost as addicted to tobacco tax revenue as smokers are to tobacco itself. In the past 2 years, 30 states have increased cigarette taxes. Four have done it twice. Michigan now charges $1.25 a pack, New York $1.50. And even North Carolina, which leads the country in tobacco production, may ask smokers to pay more. Last week at the North Carolina Capitol, Senate leaders proposed the biggest cigarette tax increase in state history. And teenage anti-smoking advocates lobbied legislators to pass it.
Hi, my name is Cleon Gibbs, Jr. I'm here to ask for an increase on the cigarette tax.
Well, I'm a sponsor of the bill to increase the tax on tobacco products, so I clearly support it.
State Representative Deborah Ross is among a growing number of North Carolina legislators who favor a tax increase. The idea once was considered blasphemous here in the heart of tobacco country, and there still may not be enough legislative votes to pass it. But Ross says attitudes are changing as her colleagues look for ways to address a $400 million revenue shortfall.
In a year when the budget is in the shape that it's in right now, legislators who would not otherwise support a tobacco tax increase will support it. And anything that's going to deter kids from starting to smoke is, I think, a really, really good thing.
The American Cancer Society says a 10% rise in cigarette prices results in a 6% drop in youth smoking. That makes tobacco a rare commodity, a product politicians can heavily tax with little backlash from voters. Health advocates applaud the tax increases, non-smokers aren't affected by them, and tobacco users themselves, about 25% of the population, have little political power. George Washington University professor David Brunori is a columnist for State Tax Notes magazine.
The vast majority of the American political leadership support cigarette taxes, both because the industry has a tarnished image, smoking's bad for you, and there's also this belief that it is a better political move to raise cigarette taxes than to raise income, sales, or property taxes.
The tobacco industry has spent millions of dollars nationwide fighting tax increases, but has had only limited success. Companies have hired lobbyists and organized letter-writing campaigns among smokers and convenience store owners. Last month, the Lorillard Tobacco Company began airing radio ads in several states, arguing higher taxes have led to smuggling and black market sales.
Facing a budget crisis, New York raised its cigarette tax. But who knew the real winners would turn out to be criminals? The mob, smugglers, and other street criminals are making a fortune selling illegal cigarettes.
Lorillard, the maker of Newport cigarettes, is running the ads in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware, three states considering increases. The industry is especially concerned about New Jersey's proposal, which would raise state taxes to a record-setting $1.90 per pack. Lorillard spokesman Steve Watson calls the taxes unfair and regressive because smokers tend to have lower incomes.
People who can least afford to pay that tax are the ones that are going to suffer the most. And that said, there's no rational argument as to why one segment should be punished more than any other. You could put a tax on bottled water. You could put a tax on Volvo cars if you wanted it, but it seems as though legislators tend to look at smokers first.
Indeed, some fiscal experts worry states have grown too dependent on revenue from smokers. Not only do states tax cigarettes, but they also get annual payments from tobacco companies, part of the massive 1998 legal settlement between states and the industry. The taxes and settlement payments both are based on sales, so the more people who smoke, the more money the government makes. For Colorado State Treasurer Mike Kaufman, that's an uncomfortable relationship.
This is a Faustian bargain to, on one hand, say you're very concerned about public health related to tobacco, but on the other hand, to be dependent upon this income stream from the sale of cigarettes. Particularly in a down economy like we're in, the unfortunate thing is there's a lot of states that are probably hoping that tobacco sales are up.
In fact, cigarette sales are declining among major brands, suggesting people either are smoking less or switching to cheaper generic products. Settlement revenue is coming in more slowly than some states expected, and leaders worry cigarette tax collections eventually might weaken as well. Last summer, when taxes went up in 12 states, so did nationwide sales of nicotine patches and gum. Good news, perhaps, for smokers' health. but a possible omen for tobacco-dependent state budgets. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.